Hello.
Hello, my name is Lindsay, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Lindsay, that was myself.
All right. I do need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. And how can I help you today?
Lindsay, I was trying to file a new claim online, but I am unable to do so.
Okay.
An error message. I had to call.
All right. Well, I can definitely help you get filed if you could provide your social security number for me, please.
262-274566.
All right. Could you verify your name for me?
My first name is Kyler, C-Y-L-E-R. And my last name is Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N.
Okay. Could you verify your date of birth?
7/12/1960.
Okay. Could you verify your mother's maiden name?
Williams.
All right. And could you verify your driver's license number?
Oh, yes. One moment, if you don't mind. It's Alabama.
Okay.
780-3788.
All right. And have you ever filed a claim before?
Yes, ma'am, I have.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have the options to receive your payments via direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit, please.
Okay. I can set that up for you if you could provide a routing number and bank account number for a traditional bank.
Absolutely. Do you need the bank name or just the routing and account?
Well, what is the bank name?
It's Wells Fargo.
Okay. And is this a checking or a savings account?
It's a checking account.
All right. You can go ahead starting with the routing number, please.
06.
Can you start over? I'm sorry. You sounded like you were in a tunnel.
Oh, absolutely. How is this? This better?
Yes.
It's 06-200-0080.
Okay. I have 062-000-080.
Yes.
All right.
And the account.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. The account number is 592-741-0224.
Okay. I have 592-741-0224.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. What would be a good mailing address for you?
612 Case, C-A-S-E, Avenue, Southeast, and that is in Atala, 35954.
Okay. Is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am, it's the same.
Okay. Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What would be a good telephone number to reach you at?
Here you go, 205-632-8117.
Okay. So it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. So you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions.
Okay.
Which of the following nickname is associated with a college you attended? Hawks, Jaguars, Saints, Toreros, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. According to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you?
6 foot.
Okay. Which of the following street addresses in Pensacola have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1565 Channing Place.
No.
219 Kenmore Road.
No.
2340B Clark Avenue.
No.
8050 North 9th Avenue.
Yes.
Or, okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certifications?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what was your last day work?
It was the 30th of November. It was 2 weeks, 2 weeks ago this Wednesday.
Okay, so the 30th of November?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. All right. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer that you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
15.
All right, and what is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
$48,000 a year.
Okay. What is that hourly?
Oh, gosh. Let's do $18.75.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
What would be a good job description for your most recent job?
Restaurant manager.
Okay. Were you like
a restaurant manager?
Right. So were you just to supervise a workers engaged in preparing and serving food, or did you plan, direct, and coordinate the activities of that organization that serves food and beverages?
It was both. It was full unit responsibility.
Okay. Okay.
If you had to choose one of the two, go for the latter.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay. What was the name of your most recent employer?
Chili's Bar and Grill.
Okay. Do you know how they would appear on your check stub?
It might be Valenti. Oh, hang on. Can you hang on 2 seconds? I'll look for you.
I have Valenti Southeast Management, LLC.
That's it.
Okay. I also have one that's HCSG East, LLC.
No, this Valenti's.
Okay. What would be a good telephone number for the facility that you worked at?
Oh, that I'm so sorry. I didn't have that ready for you.
That's okay.
Look at my laptop here. That telephone number would be 256-547-8185.
Okay, 256-547-8185?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you remember what your employment start date would be?
It was around the first week of September, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Do you have an estimate for a day?
Put September 1st.
Okay.
Like I said, man, that may not, I don't want to get myself in trouble, so I can't swear an oath to that as the exact date.
That's fine. Okay. And what city and state is your work performed in?
Gadsden, Alabama.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following for any time after your last day of work, like vacation pay?
Maybe.
Okay. What about sick pay or holiday pay?
No, ma'am, nothing.
All right. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
All right. And why are you no longer working with them?
I was told I was not a fit. And I do have, I'm not sure, it probably has no relevance to this, but I do have an EEOC complaint filed against them, but I don't have an interview with them until March.
Okay. So you were terminated, in other words?
I was fired, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
With no supporting documents, there was no performance documentation, no documentation of any type, either written or oral, verbal.
Okay.
Just was told that was not a fit.
Okay. And what did you try to do to resolve the problem prior to being terminated?
Hence the complaint with the EEOC. I found that there was enough behavior going on. There was abusive behavior going on. There was hostile work environment causing behavior going on by the general manager. A lot of things that I'm sure that unemployment, which I would guess unemployment could care less about, don't mean that nasty. But what did I do? I reported it to my area supervisor. And in reprisal, he terminated my employment.
Okay.
Does that
so
make
was,
any sense?
Was your termination in response to the report?
Well, of course, for legal purposes, he's not going to. He didn't come out and say, "Oh, because you did this, because you reported this, I'm firing you." No, it was quote, "You're just not a fit."
Okay.
And once again, let me reiterate, I had no negative documentation, no documentation of any type.
Okay.
Concerning my job performance. As a matter of fact, I would ask my general manager 1 to 2 times a week, how was my performance? Oh, you're great. We love you.
Okay. And after you were told that you were not a good fit, what did you do to try to keep your job? Was there anything that you could do?
There was nothing that I could do.
Okay.
I told him that I my wife was sitting here as a witness, just said that I can't believe that you're protecting that general manager. I've come to you with several complaints that I believe that I've been taught my entire corporate career that could be considered illegal behavior. But yet you're protecting her. Well, I'm sorry, you're just not a fit.
Okay. And And so was this like your supervisor that told you that you were not a good fit?
That was the area supervisor, the general manager. He's over multiple units.
Okay, what was his name?
Greg Compton.
Okay, and what date were you informed of your termination?
That would be, I think, the 30th.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, I've got enough out for this year.
Okay. I have reset a temporary PIN code for you. With this PIN code, this will be how you do your weekly certifications. It is a temporary code, though, so you can change it once you log in for the first time, and I do recommend that you do so.
Okay.
All right. So your code is going to be 6660.
Okay. And
all right.
Do I log in with KylerColeman@gmail.com?
You'll probably, to start, you'll log in with your social security number. Right now, there is no email address attached. You can attach your email address if you log in through our website, but if you call, then there's no email attachment. You will need to attach your email to reset your PIN code. You can use whatever email you want.
Okay. Now, I do have an existing account there. Will this, all of this information, will it transfer to, all the new information transfer to the account?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And I do have a couple of closing statements for you. So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week.
Yes,
the
ma'am.
Unemployment claim that we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days.
Okay.
However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim.
Okay.
In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at the website alabamaworks.alabama.gov. There you'll update your online resume. A failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits.
Okay.
You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits.
Yes, ma'am.
Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday.
Okay.
You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week.
Okay.
A failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits.
Okay.
If you choose to file via internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov.
Okay.
All right, and if you file via telephone, the telephone number that you would call each week is 800-752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made starting on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturdays.
Yes, ma'am.
So you'll make your first certification either by telephone or internet starting next week, which would be this coming Sunday, which would be December 18th. My Lord. It feels like yesterday just started December.
So I don't need to do one. I don't do one for the week that we're in right now.
You don't do a weekly certification for this week. This week, you'll finish your resume on Alabama Works.
Right.
And then starting this coming Sunday, that's when you'll do your certification. If you try to log in this week to, like, change your password or attach your email, it'll tell you that your claim is incomplete and that you have to call us to refile. So try not to log in because that tends to scare people. No, it's just that we process things like that on a week-by-week basis, so it's just not going to be in our system until this Sunday.
Okay, so wait until Sunday to upload my resume.
No. You can upload your resume on Alabama Works. Your weekly certification.
Oh, okay.
To claim your benefits and change your password, yeah. You can't do that until next week.
Gotcha.
All right. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. So please read that information carefully. A failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits.
Okay.
If you do not receive the information booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have any questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
All right. Additionally, your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made.
Got it.
All right, and that completes the unemployment claim process. Do you have any questions for me, or would you like me to repeat any information?
No, ma'am, got it all. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, I thank you for calling the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division, and you have a wonderful day.
You have a blessed day and a Merry Christmas, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Enjoy your holidays.
Bye-bye.